You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Last weekend saw thousands of people protesting the first 75 days of the Trump administration. There were over 1,000 hands-off rallies all over the country, with Madison's bringing an astounding crowd. They packed the Capitol Square and walked down State Street. There are many groups that put these protests together, from workers' unions to LGBTQ+ advocacy organizations. Folks said they were there to support reproductive rights, Medicare, due process for people here illegally, school funding, and the list continues. But many said they were also there in defense of the U.S. Constitution. Signs said things like laws, not chainsaws, hands off veterans' benefits, and hate never made any nation great. There were rallies all over the rest of Wisconsin, too, from Appleton to Stevens Point to Eau Claire, including one right here in our neck of the woods. The White House responded by saying Trump, quote, will always protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid for eligible beneficiaries, end quote. Experts have said the budget goals Republicans passed are impossible without cutting some social services. Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This is a handicap access fundraiser and features something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. A mental health resource serving anyone and everyone in Wisconsin for free has shut down. Savannah Tomey Olson has a story.
Uplift Wisconsin was a mental health warm line where people could call and get support from professionally certified peers. They served 24,000 Wisconsinites last year. The program started during the pandemic, but the Trump administration has cut $210 million in health funding to Wisconsin. Leaders of the Department of Health and Human Services say it's part of their effort to cut taxpayer waste on a crisis that's over. Their program had funding approved through September, but HHS canceled the last 6 months. The warm line shut down on Saturday. And this week, they have to furlough 20 employees. Martina Golan Graves is the head of Mental Health America of Wisconsin, which operates the warm line.
It couldn't have come at a worse time when we are seeing increased rates of anxiety and depression. People are struggling, kids and adolescents are struggling in the school settings, as well as adults in their workplaces. These cuts are impacting real people, and I'm really worried about the fallout and what that's going to look like in your community and my community in the upcoming days and weeks.
Governor Tony Evers had funding for the warm line included in his state budget, but of course that's not a sure thing and wouldn't even be available until the fall. Staff have now started fundraising, trying to keep the program going. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Northland College, a staple in Ashland since its founding in 1892, when it was the first U.S. college to fully integrate environmental focus with its liberal arts curriculum, has announced that they will be shutting down. The college released an official statement stating the Northland College Board of Trustees voted unanimously to close the college at the end of the 2024-25 academic year. Ted Bristol, chair of the Northland College Board of Trustees, stated, quote, despite the collaborative efforts of the entire Northland family, we no longer have the resources needed to navigate the economic and demographic storms endangering small liberal arts institutions today. With declining enrollment and soaring costs, it takes more to operate the college than we raise in tuition. Even after enacting aggressive measures to cut costs and raise revenues, Northland College has no sustainable path forward, end quote. Northland's capacity to finance itself had been in jeopardy since March of 2024 when its board declared financial exigency. More than 1,000 donors responded to a spring 2024 fundraising appeal, and the college reduced costs by streamlining its academic offerings and cutting staff. Northland began the fall 2024 semester with a smaller student body and focus on 9 majors. On February 19th, the Board of Trustees also accepted the resignation of President Chad Dayton and appointed Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty, Barb Lundberg, as Northland's interim president. Northland College released the following statement, stating that the current conditions of the country are forming a perfect storm that the Federal Reserve Board portends will result in a closure of 80 U.S. colleges in the next 5 years, which follows 312 closures since 2008, with 28 last year alone. Interim president Barb Lundberg released a statement on February 19th, stating that the administration is, quote, heartbroken, end quote, And mourning with us all the loss of a truly unique place and culture that helped so many find their callings amid the stunning beauty of their forested lakeside campus. She ended her statement saying, quote, "May the spirit of Northland live long in the hearts of us all," end quote.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew with an 8-2 win over the Reds. Starter Chad Patrick getting his first major league win. I asked him about getting through 5 1/3 innings.
Just felt like I could just command everything a little bit better. I don't know, body felt great. I could breathe a little easier, and it was awesome being out there.
Bullpen help from Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, Grant Anderson with Eric Haas at catcher, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it was really good. The whole pitching staff gave us what we needed. Credit Haas. Did another great job behind the dish, navigating through. And Koenig came in a big time. And Uribe was good. And Anderson, that's the first time I've seen him, really, other than New York. And he did the job.
NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win on the road over the Pelicans. Giannis taking the night off. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's a win on a back-to-back night. When you didn't know who was going to play tired or not, and everyone played well. It was good for us.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are three more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. Val Kilmer passed away last Tuesday, and colleagues and movie fans alike have been eulogizing him and discussing his incredible body of work. Last week at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Tom Cruise discussed his friend and co-star from Top Gun. Cruise asked the crowd for a moment of silence, then said to the crowd, "Thank you, Val. Wish you well on your next journey." Cruise also told the crowd he admired Kilmer's work on screen, the way he lived his life off-screen, and said he was honored when Kilmer joined the cast of Top Gun. Speaking of Kilmer, his co-star in MacGruber, Will Forte, says Kilmer asked him to be on The Amazing Race in 2010. Kilmer was having a dispute with his landlord and moved in with Forte, who turned him on to reality TV. The two loved the show, The Amazing Race, so much they considered doing it until their agents put the kibosh on it. Forte says not doing the show with his friend is one of the biggest regrets of his career. Minecraft is only getting so-so response from critics, but that's not stopping it from setting box office records. The film opened Friday with encouraging signs at the gate, but the record set involved pre-sales. The film pre-sold more tickets than any other video game-based movie in history. The video game movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black and edged out Five Nights at Freddy's by about $200,000 in pre-sales, according to Deadline. Fans of detective shows, myself included, have a new episodic to look forward to. Max is developing NYPD Confidential. The show is based on an article that ran in Vanity Fair called NYPD Confidential, Inside America's Most Unconventional Counter-Terror Squad, written by Adam Ciralski. He knows the genre well, as he was a consulting producer on Showtime's The Agency and Netflix's The Recruit, which was based on his own experiences being recruited by the CIA right out of law school. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Breezy and colder today behind last night's cold front, increasing sunshine with highs only near 30. For tonight, clear skies, cold, a low near 10. A bit warmer on Tuesday with sunny skies, highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.